After saying goodbye to Mrs. Johnson, I got into my car and started to drive to my workplace. In fact, to get to my workplace, I had a long way to go, so I decided to turn on the radio. The first channel was a news channel. Again in Iran, the dollar price went up and it's 6,000 tumans. The man in the radio said, "Phew, nothing new," I said, changing the channel. The next channel was some interview on the street from some people.
"Huh, Rouhani until 1400? If Mr. Raisi was the president,
ah, shut up," I said, again, changing the channel. Wow, finally a way to escape from bullshit. I said, leaning my back and changing my position a little bit on my seat while driving. The music was very good and made me visualize that sometimes music can change a day. I got to stoplight. There was a parade going on. They were celebrating something that I have no idea what was that. To be honest, I don't care. There was a traffic jam too. I thanked God that I started my day early. The traffic was somehow frozen, and the parade wasn't moving that much. They were so slow. In the crowds, my eyes caught someone. It was a man with dark sunglasses and was wearing a black shirt with blue jeans. He was looking at me, and I could swear that he was somehow smiling. A wicked and evil smile. Was my imagination running away with me? I looked down and shook my head several times, but I looked up again. He wasn't there. I could hear some drivers were honking their horns. The light became green again, and I started to move. Ultimately, I arrived in my workplace, but still I was drowned by thoughts of that person. I went there and did my job. I drove back to my house, and when I got there, I saw a scene. The police was in my neighborhood. Unlike the morning, the neighborhood was crowded. There were lots of people there. I slowly drove forward and found out something happened in Mrs. Johnson's house. I felt surprised and parked my car and went through people to see what happened. "Mrs. Johnson!" I said loudly. One of the officers halted me and said, "Do you know her?" I said, "Yes, she's my friend and we are neighbors. What happened here?"
"A man barged in and tried to steal some of her property. She tried to defend herself, but got injured. Don't worry, she's in a hospital and is in good condition."
"Whoa, but who was he?" I said with a shocked feeling.
"Neighbors say he was wearing dark sunglasses and a black shirt with blue jeans," he said with a serious voice. I couldn't move a muscle. It was the man I saw in the morning. But who was he? Should I tell them about him?
"Do you have some minutes to fill up some form for us?" the officer asked me.
"Yes, of course. I'll be in police station." Still, I couldn't get it. I was full of questions. Why I didn't tell them that I saw that person? Who was he? What is going on? Am I in the middle of some kind of terrible game?
Suddenly someone came and said, "Hey Kambis, why were you in a hurry this afternoon? You came and asked me for my shovel. Are you hiding some treasure in your yard?"
It was John. As always, he was joking, but
Did I come home in the afternoon? I was in my workplace. What is going on? Without saying anything, I ran to my house.